right on cue. Hashtag NAF2022.
Hello and welcome back to Right on Cue. My name is Naomi Gruen and this is our 7th episode. I am your host once again here to remind you that Right on Cue is a podcast brought to you by Cue Radio. Keep in mind this podcast brings you the best stories of the National Arts Festival, but not all the stories. You can find reviews and articles on www.grocarts.ru.ac.za, and you can listen to our live Cue Radio broadcasts at 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 5 p.m. on RMR 89.7 FM. Cue has something for everyone. It is a multimedia collaboration brought to you by Grocott's Mail, The Critter, Rhodes Music Radio, the National Arts Festival, and the Rhodes University School of Journalism and Media Studies. I'm really struggling to wrap my head around the fact that 5 days of the festival have gone by and there are only 5 days left to go. And at this, our official halfway mark, I'd like to point out a comment someone casually made when I was putting together a package of audience commentary after a show.
I'm bringing back the value of a standing ovation.
He said he's bringing back the value of a standing ovation. Now, I don't know if any of our listeners have had the same experience as I have, but standing ovations at this year's National Arts Festival are not hard to come by. I'm not sure if this is an indication that the productions this year are in fact outstanding, or if, like we just heard, standing ovations have lost their meaning. Keep listening and you'll hear from the man who made this comment, as well as from some of the vendors at Church Square, and we take a look at this year's new and improved Fiddler's Green.
Right on cue, hashtag NAF2022.
The person who made the comment that you just heard about bringing back the value of standing ovations is Denzel Nyati, who has been kind enough to join me in studio today to talk to me a little bit more about what he meant by this comment and what he thinks a standing ovation really means. So, hi Denzel, welcome to the studio.
Hello Naomi.
How are you?
I'm cold, but I'm good.
So, to your comment on the value of standing ovations, what has been your experience with standing ovations at this year's National Arts Festival?
Well, my experience with standing ovations at this year's National Arts Festival is much of my experience with, like, theatre in general for the last few years. As someone who, like, study drama, like, you know, I'm very, like, I'm often viewing or in shows, you know. And I just think that what I've been seeing a lot is, like, a compulsive desire to stand and clap after almost every show, and in my view, in spite of what actually took place in the show, it's like quite ritualistic at this stage, and it's really strange to me. Like, it's really strange, you know, because when the curtain's raw, I do expect people to clap, but like, it's just every turn, there's people standing and like, it's just...
Yeah, I get that. I have to say, also growing up watching a lot of theatre, I always had this image in my mind of, you know, a standing ovation is what you give when a performance, I mean, it's going to be cliche, but is outstanding. I mean, that's why you stand up. It's not, you know, ritualistic, like you say, but... why do you think that's become the trend in theatre over the past couple of years, like you've said?
I think people do just get excited to... I think it's a good thing, where people are excited to give acclaim, you know, which I think is a good thing. I think generally in the arts, we see a lot less gatekeepy behaviour, which is a good thing, you know. So we see... in theatre spaces, a lot of opening up of what theatre could look like, in the same way that we see in galleries, a lot more of an opening up as to what art could look like and everything like that. So I think the art world is just generally expanding, and I think people's response to that is to just go to the highest acclaim. I think we should normalize maybe just giving it a second, you know, like... maybe a standing ovation will come, but let's first clap for a bit and then figure out, you know, are we really going to stand for this?
But maybe there's also just a level of excitement. I mean, not in previous years, but maybe this year, with people actually being able to be back in theaters.
That's
maybe a lot of the excitement and the standing also comes just from, wow, you know, we're back.
I get that. But I think the way I perceive excitement is going to all of these shows, you know, and the capacity which one can to see as many shows as they can, and really reserving that standing ovation. I think it's far more exciting to, like, reserve that standing ovation. Mm. But I take that it feels like perhaps we've been reserving a standing ovation for 2 years. But like I said, I think in the clip, like, clapping is, like, it is okay to just clap. Like,
yeah.
it's in fact not owed. Like, it sounds a bit mean, but as a performer, you aren't owed an applause. We could choose to just
do nothing.
Not, yeah. You know. People could boo. It's not something you see these days, which I think is probably for the best, because a boo is, that's a lot, you know.
Like,
yeah. It has to be really bad to boo at the end. But clapping isn't owed. It's still a way of honoring the performance.
Yes,
you know, and I think it's perfectly acceptable to have drop of vergelijking of applause, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And I think also it means a lot more for the performers themselves then as well. Because if we're in a culture where everybody stands for everything, then maybe performers don't get that same sense of gratification from a standing ovation as well. I mean, I wouldn't know, but I imagine that's what it's like when you perform and you finish and you get a standing ovation. You must feel like immense pride in that. Not that you don't when you just get a normal clap, but it's a different level of success.
Literally. I think as a performer, you do hold your breath at the end to see how this will be received. And another thing which people don't realize is, like, you can also, like, a performer is also, and as much as they're in character or whatever, is in tune during the show to the audience's reception, you know? So you can really tell, hence why performers often compare different nights, you know, like how it was received. You can really tell during the show whether the audience is, like, digging it or not. And it's funnily inconsistent to me if the audience during the play is just kind of like,
yeah.
But then at the end, like, standing ovation.
Yes.
I think there's a level of, how do you say this word? Disingenuity? Yeah, there's a level of the D word in that regard, which I just think the performer can see through. I think even, like, traditionally, like, standing ovations, when they do actually happen and are sincere, tend to go on for, like, quite a while, you know? Like, it's not a quick, like, stand, clap, walk out, you know? It's like,
yes,
we are standing right now.
You're
to
right.
Really,
yeah.
Soak in.
I didn't actually think of that, but I know recently the Cannes Film Festival happened, and I remember reading articles, and it's like 12-minute standing ovation, 14-minute standing ovation. I guess the point of a standing ovation isn't to stand up for 30 seconds like you would just clap normally. It is this extended applause
exactly.
For the performers.
Like, I remember reading a thing a while back about, like, I think Charlie Chaplin had this, like, historic, like, at that time, historic 12-minute standing ovation when you got, like, some big Lifetime Award kind of thing. And that means something, you know. The performer can feel that. Like, they are just as much absorbed in the moment as the audience was when they were performing, you know. So I think it's really a way to give back. And I think that sincerity has really been kind of lost in place for the D word,
disingenuity. I think, yeah, it's gonna start sounding funny if I say it too many times.
Yeah,
but I think you're right. It is about sincerity, and I think what you said about, you know, the end applause kind of matching the tone throughout the rest of the performance is really important. I mean, when you said that, I remembered a couple of days ago I went to a show and people were there and they enjoyed it. Like, that was it. And then at the end, everything kind of erupted and suddenly people were standing up and I was quite confused.
It's defamiliarizing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, I was very much in that moment. I was like, yes, you know, we all enjoyed it. I didn't think we were going to stand up. And then, you know, being in the audience and being someone who's not that well educated in theater and that kind of thing, I kind of then stood up. Thinking,
it feels
okay,
like peer pressure, right?
Yes.
Like, I look so rude. Like,
yes,
the performer will spot me out and be like, wow, you hated
it. Do I not understand art? Is that why, you know, it becomes that kind of a thing? And I don't know if it's like that for other people in the
audience.
It's
like that
as
for
well.
Me. Like, right now, I'm literally, it's a political stance. Actually, funny enough, it's a political sit. It's a political sit, you know, where it's like, this is no disrespect to the performer. And I get how it looks in comparison. Like, sometimes you'll see people will look around. You know, they'll look to you when you're sitting and be like, it's kind of like, aren't you going to stand? And it's like, no, I don't think I will. In an African theater space, there's going to be a lot more response. You know, just the nature of African performance art is like, it can be quite like, in as much as I am performing for you, if it's, say, in a traditional ceremony, you are receiving that as it's happening, you know, and you relate, you interact, it's gleeful, you know. So I'm very much for a meaningful theater etiquette. So during the show, like, it means something in an African context to respond as the show takes place,
yes,
which is something I'm for. But then to just stand at the end, I don't necessarily think that correlates in the same level of meaningfulness.
I get you. This has become a much more complex conversation than I thought it would.
Right.
But I'm going to be thinking about this for a while.
Really, the takeaway is we're all in it together. So me and the person next to me in the audience are in it in as much as the director who's either in the audience or behind stage is in it, and so is the performer. I, as the performer, know today I was terrible. You know, like, I wasn't at my best. The standing ovation is a 30-second standing ovation. It has that value, which is really just clap. It's really just clap. We're all in it together, and it's okay. I think it's okay to, and as excited as we are to return to the theater space, to still be genuous.
Yeah.
So be, instead of disingenuous, we're genuous.
Yeah. I mean, words mean things and actions mean things.
Yes,
so
words mean things.
Just to be aware of what message we're conveying with what we do.
Absolutely.
NAF 2022, it will change you. 89.7.
It seems that it is not necessarily cheers all round the festival, with some local vendors left feeling undone as a result of the festival. They were told some news that left them shocked and worried about how they would be able to provide the next meal for their families. Our reporter, Masego Mosipa, has more on the situation.
Church Square in Grahamstown CBD on High Street is where the local vendors try and make a living on a day-to-day basis. With the recent start of the prestigious National Arts Festival officially coming back to life after being put on hold for 2 years thanks to the disturbance by COVID-19, the vendors got news they certainly did not expect. They were told by the Makana Tourism Office that they would only be allowed to make sales for the weekend from the 24th until the 26th, and for the rest of the festival they would not be allowed to. The vendors feel that this is a great injustice, as this is where they usually make their living, and this is the first time such an ultimatum has been dropped on them. Some are adamant that they will show up even after being told that from the 27th they would not be allowed to make sales.
And now, on a different note, Fiddler's Green, a hotspot for entertainment during the National Arts Festival, has just opened its gates. Fiddler's Green is where children and adults have fun. There are things like merry-go-rounds and other activities that take place. The workers spoke to us about the preparations and what caused their delay in their arrival to Makanda for the 2022 National Arts Festival.
So namhlanje nizaphe Fiddler's Green for bani zobona ba preparations zale ndawo ziza njani
esiba ubona nawo siyaqhubha siyokha namhlanje kwathi sukela ngomso saqala operator kwemvuko sanofika sisuka eKelkut sisho sachika phansi zangapha ngosuku kapha soqhubha Like kwa lo mzuzu sisaqhubeka kakhe. Asifike pha eminana kodwa. But nobuya pha late sabe sizigqibile preparation kami ngomso ke singavula. Because now kuba ubona nawo ba izinto ziyenzeka.
Siqhubeka kakhe mina mezi ubona nawo yabo preparation but asikagqibi esibambe senjile eqaleni. Uqhuba wona siqhubeka kakhe siza kakhe kodwa. Yokuniza ba right ngomso i final day ngomso siyaqala ni show ngomso sukela ngomso which is Sunday. So for 2 weeks I think for 2 weeks. So into yongiqala ngomso nodudi namhlanje siyakhaqa. Senze show yongini 100% show safety yongini khona.
Now I just spoke to one of the workers and yeah, as you guys can hear, they are busy with the preparations for this festival that takes place here at Field is Green. Good day, sir. How are you? I'm good, thanks. My name is Liabona Mbangi and I work for Q as a journalist. So today I came here at Field is Green just to like speak to you guys about how the preparations are coming so far.
If all goes well and we hope for the best, then we can open up tomorrow morning. Otherwise, it will be Wednesday morning, first thing, 10 o'clock.
So, we now turn to Boza Puti. As is in the Nizenza Upper, what are the expectations for it?
Oh, the expectation ukuthi abantu baze baze support and nabo ba have a fun ba enjoy the festival. Yeah.
So I got one more question. Do you guys usually come like late at this time or kuba ke festival ibekho kwanto ze corona nendono kanye ni qualify ile kanye ni qualify late kakade?
Yeah, it's the first of its kind because started at Kirkwood now we weekend the festival. So yeah, Kirkwood festival is much fearfuler than this one based on its support. So now as the business follow the support, where there's a demand then there's a need. Yeah, so hence we come later to this Kirkwood festival.
So ngamanye magama delay yenzwe yi festival le este Kirkwood?
Yes.
Okay, ngosi kakhulu bhuti wami. So as I got here, I spoke to the supervisor and I got to see the workers that were taking a break under a truck having a lunch break. So on the 28th of June 2022 for the National Arts Festival, come to Field is Green. This is where it's going to be happening.
Day 6 of the National Arts Festival has come to an end. And like I said earlier, that's 5 days gone and 5 days to go. There are still an incredible 5 days lined up, so be sure to take advantage of the last half of the National Arts Festival and experience as much as you possibly can. I think this episode has provided a slightly different take on the faced happenings this year. Not a negative one per se, but one that definitely might have us looking at things from a different perspective, which is not necessarily a bad thing. To all our listeners, I hope you've joined the Q Media WhatsApp or Telegram groups. You can find the links to these groups on the Q Media page. Alternatively, if you see someone from the Q team out and about, ask them if you can scan the QR code. Continue to engage with us on social media at Q.online on Instagram, at Faced on Twitter, and at QFaced on Facebook. Join us again next time, where we'll bring you our top stories, best interviews, and some insight into what's happening in Makhanda. Of course, don't forget to tune in to Q Radio on 89.7 FM at 9 a.m, 12 p.m, and 5 p.m. for our live shows. Until next time, thank you for listening, have a great fest, and stay safe.